Worry, you know, my friends, has a context. It's the context that there is no God and the worst will happen because evil is reigning. Well, how about giving it another context? That worry is within the kingdom of grace where God is reigning and all things will work out for the blessing of his children who trust in him. That's the context we're going to be talking about today. Hello, this is Colin Cook here and How It Happens. Thank you for joining me, my friends. This is a broadcast on Good News where our faith is trained so that we can intercept our various struggles. And we're looking at Romans this series around, topic by topic rather than verse by verse. And the subject, the general theme is, I believe, but I can't stop worrying. Okay, so now let's look at worry from a new perspective. This law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, what really is it? The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. He's not talking there about a law in the sense of Ten Commandments, but a reality, a reality we can rely on, a principle of life, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Well, he's talking about the kingdom of grace. He, Paul, has described in chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8 what life in the kingdom of grace is like. Now, I want to put this to you. All that we worry about, every detail that we worry about, is actually in the kingdom of grace. Now, try to wrap your mind around that. When we worry, we tend to think that God isn't there. We tend to think that evil is reigning. We tend to think that the worst will happen. Our fears multiply. We see ourselves just bereft and abandoned. But the truth is, all that we are worrying about, everything that we are worrying about, is within the kingdom of grace. And Paul describes those, that kingdom of grace, as freedom from wrath and freedom from sin, the power of sin to condemn us and to execute us, freedom from the law, and freedom from death. But we want to get more specific than that. So let's go to Romans chapter 5, where Paul starts describing this kingdom of grace in which we live, and he says this, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." Now, let's break this down. Having been justified by faith, that is, having been declared innocent, you and I have been declared innocent by faith. You know what worry does? Worry implies that we're guilty and that we have done shameful things and that we should therefore be afraid because God does not love us and he's not going to answer our needs. That's what worry implies. But you see, now we are declared innocent, justified. How can you and I be declared innocent? We know what our lives have been like. But you see, we are declared innocent in Jesus Christ. That is to say, Christ's innocent life is counted as ours. He became sin for us, that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So we are declared innocent. Therefore, having been declared innocent, which we receive by faith, you see, we have peace with God. Now, of course, in the midst of worry, we don't have peace with God at all, do we? We're worried, heck, that he doesn't care about us, that he's neglecting us, that he doesn't know or answer our needs. That's not very peaceful. But we're not talking about peace from an emotional point of view or what's inside our natural humanity, but the peace pact, the peace agreement, the peace covenant that has been established between God the Father and God the Son as Jesus Christ representing human beings. In other words, Jesus Christ stood in for the human right, whole human race, as a perfect man. And God accepted the human race in Christ, and therefore peace has come. So we may not feel peace in our hearts, but there is a peace relationship between you and God, between us and God, through his Son, Jesus Christ. So, having been declared innocent, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not peace that you feel in your heart when you're awake at 3 a.m, worried sick. You affirm, Father, there is peace with me because I'm declared innocent in Christ. Now go on, let's look at the next verse. Through whom, that's Jesus Christ, through whom we have received access. Now wait a minute. What's this access? It's entrance. Entrance by faith into this grace. Now somewhere in there, the Greek refers or implies a sphere of grace, a dome, like a large, beautiful, warm, bright, light room. What room is that? It's the throne of God. It is the home of our Heavenly Father. We have received access, entrance, by this faith in Jesus Christ, into this room of grace, this beautiful home of our Heavenly Father, in which we stand. Do you see, we're standing there. And it doesn't literally mean standing. It means the idea of standing is that we're secure. We've arrived. We stand and we rejoice. And the word rejoice there is we congratulate ourselves. We actually exult. We congratulate ourselves in the certain expectation, that's the word hope, of the glory of God. So if I were to paraphrase these two verses, I would say, therefore, since we've been declared innocent, as we put faith in Jesus Christ, we have a wonderful peace agreement and peace relationship with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's through Jesus that we've been allowed to enter into the throne room of God's grace, where we are standing secure. And we're congratulating ourselves in the certain expectation of ending up just as glorious as Jesus is in the Father. Now, with all that in mind, put that together with the experience of worry. What I am worrying about in the kingdom of grace in which I am resting secure, in the throne room of my Father. What I'm worrying about as an innocent man fully received and accepted by God. What I'm worrying about is being experienced while I have a peace relationship with God my Father through Jesus Christ. What I'm worrying about even while I have the experience of congratulating myself in the certain expectation of the glory of God. In other words, you see, my friends, what we do is wrap worry around with something larger. Worry maybe is a dark little sort of source of energy somewhere, let's say on the table, let's just place it there. There's worry as a dark force of energy, and surrounding it is this wonderful light force. I'm not talking in New Age terms, my friend. I'm talking about the kingdom of grace. Everything we experience is in the kingdom of grace, not in the kingdom of death. It is not the kingdom of death anymore, not the kingdom of Adam, but the kingdom of Christ. So how do we then act or respond in the light of this? Say we're worried about some particular situation, you name it. Better not for me to describe it, because I may distract you from the central thought that's in your mind. What are you worried about today? And you say, Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, I want to affirm before you that I'm experiencing this worry in the kingdom of grace in which I stand. I have access to your throne room. I can crawl on your knee, your lap. I can receive your embrace, and I can be certain that you will care for me. Now this, you see, my friends, puts worry in a different perspective. After all, think of it. What's worry all about? It's not simply about what will happen, and we'll be talking more about that in your life next week or next month or tomorrow, but it's about the feeling or the sense that God isn't there. Worry is like a practical atheism. It's an acting upon the idea that there is a void in the universe, that it's empty, and we are alone. And worse still, worry has the element within it that the worst will happen, don't you think? You know, that if anything's going to happen, it'll be bad. In other words, worry has within it the atheism that says God is absent and evil is very present. The idea that there is an ultimate world of evil that is greater than God, or that exists in the absence of God. If anything's going to happen, then it's going to be bad. So you see, worry already has a context, and its context is evil and the absence of God. But we are now giving worry a new context. We are saying, no, it's not in the kingdom of darkness, it is in the kingdom of grace. It is in the kingdom where God reigns. It is in the kingdom which Jesus Christ has brought. And therefore, if God is for us, who can be against us? Nothing can be against me, because in this kingdom of grace, God is my Savior. God is my Father. God has declared peace with me. God has declared me innocent. I am in the dome, the home of his kingdom. And therefore, what I'm worrying about cannot harm me, because God is with me. Now, friends, I would like to ask you for your prayers. I am serious about this. I'm asking you if you will pray with me for Okechukwu. Okechukwu is in hospital right now. He is having treatment for typhoid, principally, and some malaria. The issue of his blood loss has not been taken. It will be taken care of temporarily, but the doctor says that an operation will to remove that area of erosion of his stomach lining will be the best thing to keep it away permanently. Now, I have prayed that a certain man whom I contacted will come through with the operation costs, which are $2,000. I'm in vigil, waiting to hear from this man. I spoke to him last Thursday. He said he would consult with his wife. I know that our Heavenly Father wants Okechukwu to be well, that he put him in my life to bless him for life, not death. Therefore, I would appreciate your joining me in prayer, and I thank you so much if you will. If you can't remember the name Okechukwu, simply say, okay. And I'll see you next time, my friends. Cheerio, and God bless.